KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Let's go.
Bay Area!
Please welcome
Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up!
When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh, Lord, here they come.
Good morning.
Here we come. Thank you guys for making my morning great.
Here we come.
Every morning I'm pumped for work.
Here we come.
Big Bay Mornings.
Here we come.
99.7 now.
Good morning, Bay Area, and welcome to Friday Junior.
Woo.
It is Thursday, September the 17th, and I've decided something already at 6:01 in the morning, Greg. Do you want to know what that is?
Here comes a proclamation. What is it?
We're giving away money today on the show. I don't care if we have to cheat. We're giving away some money this morning.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and adjust all the Big Money Minute questions. What's 1 + 1?
Perfect. 2.
Who was the first? Who was the first president?
Benjamin Franklin. I'm just kidding.
Damn, hey, even though we tried, we couldn't do it.
Producer Art, can we give away some cash today? Greg and I want to give away the money.
Yeah, that's the goal every day.
Okay, but no matter, we're going to do what we have to do to give it away, all right?
No, yeah, I don't know about cheating. Like, you know, I like being employed and all that stuff.
So here we are. $2,000 sits in the Secret Sound jackpot. Of course, 820 will be your first shot with us to guess that sound. If you do it correctly, you're getting $2,000. Three times this morning, we are playing the Big Money Minute. That is 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. You already know that, and you need to sign up for that at 997now.com. But what's up, party people? Everybody feeling good on a Thursday morning?
You know what? But I feel amazing, and I think, number one, I went to bed at 7:30 last night. So that's number one. So I woke up with so much energy. But it's been two gorgeous days in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And as much fun as it was to be away for a week, I have to say there is something to being back home in a routine and just around all your stuff in your own house. Like, I just feel so much more comfortable here. I loved being away, but I just feel so much comfortable here in the Bay Area with you guys, even though we're not together.
Aw, babe.
And there's no place like your own bed.
That is
the best. That is the one thing I always miss is my own bed. My mattress.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home and get back into my own bed.
And I've spent the last 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, cleaning both the front and the backs of my house because it has been gorgeous outside every day, finally. I have to say, I came home to what looked like a haunted house. It was nothing but soot, ash, and cobwebs. Like, spiders are in their breeding season right now. Cobwebs everywhere. It was so depressing on Sunday when I got here. I just went to bed. But now it's back to being gorgeous. I've power washed. I have cleaned all this stuff. I feel so good. I think that's why I feel good, too. I just feel like a brighter outlook on life right now.
Yeah, baby. That sunshine, that fresh air, getting high on oxygen. Imagine that. I mean, we haven't had clean air. We've had spare the air days for 30 days in a row. Today, we do not have a spare the air day.
Yes. Let's just clap to that. I mean, gosh, yesterday, could it have been more beautiful?
It was amazing. Well, you got me motivated. So I did a workout on the deck, which is first time I've worked outdoors in a month now. So I did an outdoor workout, and then afterwards, you motivated me to clean everything. So I got the hose out and sprayed down the patio furniture and the deck. What I did not do, though, is the cobwebs. I have a ton of them around, too, and I got the broom out to start getting them down, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. We're decorating for Halloween this weekend. I'm like,
no,
I'm
don't leave the no, they're gross.
It's built-in decorations, baby. It's the real deal.
God.
So I'm going to leave them.
You know, I've never done this before, but you got me power washing. I was, and I leave spiders alone most of the time, but I said, I'm sorry, spiders. It's raining today. I power washed them right now. I had to go. The last thing I'll tell you I did yesterday, I've never done it before in 8 years of living here. No garage parking. You have to park on the street. My car was right in front. It was covered in sticky ash for 2 weeks. I haven't moved it. Took the hose across the sidewalk and was sprayed down my car. I washed my car out. People were honking at me as they were driving by.
Really? Washed your car on the streets of San Francisco? How did your hose make it? How far is it?
Barely. It barely made it. But the funniest thing is, I mean, I got a Tesla all wet, and he got mad. He's like, rah, 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 rah. I was like,
oh, that's
you,
why they're honking. You're spraying the cars that are driving by.
Hey, they should be happy.
What an a-hole move.
A little water is not going to hurt you, especially everybody's car is covered in soot right now. I helped that guy out.
Well, thank you for waking up and turning us on bright and early. We hope you are feeling good this morning. And I don't know, I woke up in kind of like I'm ready to rock out sort of mood. Sal, hit the button on that song. Let's start the show off with a little Panic at the Disco. Throwback Panic. On 99.7 Now, it is Big Bay Mornings. We are playing the Big Money Minute right after. We could be calling your phone next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Georgia in Santa Rosa. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Good morning.
Georgia. Georgia. I'm sure that's the first time you've had to deal with that, right?
It has.
What's going on, Georgia? How you feeling this morning?
I am nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's been a gorgeous 3 days in the Bay Area, hasn't it? I bet in Santa Rosa it's been gorgeous, too.
It has been.
We're so lucky this week. All right, Georgia, maybe you're lucky this morning.
$1,000 on the line for you if you can answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Good luck. Take a deep breath. The game starts now.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
If you mix blue and yellow, what color do you get?
Green.
Which one of the following is not a Jonas brother? Nick, Joe, Cameron, or Kevin?
Cameron.
Which app was at risk of being banned in the U.S. by Trump?
TikTok.
What is 42 divided by 7 plus 10?
42 divided by 7. 7, 6, 16.
Spell disappoint.
D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T.
Who wrote the I Have a Dream speech?
Martin Luther King.
What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
If I'm drinking a LaCroix, what am I drinking?
Sparkling water.
In The Simpsons, who is Homer married to?
Marge.
Oh! You got through 9. You got all 9 right. I'm just going to do it. Which coffee company has a blue windmill as their logo?
3, 2, how many times already? Yeah. Oh, then you
You would have missed that one, which makes me feel a little bit better. I mean, if you want to go through them, we can, but you got them all right. Blue and yellow make green. Cameron is not a Jonas brother. TikTok was almost banned by Trump. 42 divided by 7 plus 10. Took you a little time to do the math. That's probably what got you on the timer. That is 16. Disappoint. You are correct. MLK wrote, I Have a Dream. NFL is National Football League. LaCroix.
That's
how you say it.
Here
not
you
LaCroix.
Go.
Yeah, no one says LaCroix.
Well,
LaCroix. Can you grab me some LaCroix, please, when you go to the store?
My friend Sophie's kids, who are French, always remind me it's LaCroix.
Yeah, sure.
Not LaCroix.
Just, that's what they say. Yeah.
When they're at my house.
Yeah, it is. What is that even to say?
Homer's married to Marge. Homer's married to Marge, and we were looking for Dutch Brothers. Dutch Brothers is the coffee company.
Oh, so close this morning, Georgia. But no $1,000, but we could always call you back to play again, okay?
All right.
All right, have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. We will play again at 7:10 for another $1,000.
You were predicting money giveaway today, Benny, and you were so close right off the bat.
I know, and I don't feel so bad because she didn't know Dutch Brothers. If she would have known that right away, too, it would have been like, oh, no.
That's one that is popular up north, too.
Mm-hmm. It is popular. Alyssa, my daughter, loves it. It's, and we don't have one near us, but anytime we're, like, driving to go see the in-laws in
Sacramento.
Always make us stop.
Everybody stops on the way to Sacramento. And don't they have ice cream as well?
Dutch Brothers?
Yeah, I
don't.
Do.
We've never gotten ice cream there. Mm-hmm. She just goes in there and gets that sugary coffee drink. Dutch Brothers is good, too. You know what else I've been stopping for whenever we go see them? The Habit, The burger spot?
Oh,
I don't have one by me here in Marin. Oh, man, the habit's good.
There's one by my gym here on 9th and Brannan.
Maybe
I don't know if it's open anymore, but...
You know what? Cheeseburger sounds like it might be
Benny,
a must-have.
Yeah, Benny. Benny. You need to go to squeezed.com, Benny. No, squeezed.com. Start your juice cleanse today.
We are going to roll commercial-free. Of course, it is a Love Trap Thursday. Richard lied to his girlfriend, Marcy, about a woman being at a bachelor party. He did not tell her this. However, well, he got caught with a woman at the bachelor party. We are going to talk to Marcy at 6:45 this morning and see if Richie's lying about more than just this woman being at the bachelor party. Before that, of course, is your 6:30 Dirty. And, well, we found a way to get you paid to lose that quarantine weight. And it's actually a lot of money that you could make. We'll talk about that inside your Dirty coming up at 6:30.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Today in the Bay is not a spare the air day. Cleaner air and blue skies are with us today and tomorrow. We had 30 straight spare the air days.
And Benny, now you have me getting up every morning checking the air quality index. It was a 9 this morning in San Francisco. Woo!
Love it. Now some of that smoky, dirty air might be back with us this weekend. But let's enjoy the clean air while we can. Get out there for a walk, bike ride, whatevs. The PlayStation 5 is here. It'll drop November 12th, and they're going to release two different versions. So there'll be the digital-only version, where you download all the games. That'll cost $400. The regular version will run you $500. This, of course, will be the gift of the holidays, so I suggest pre-ordering it if you want to get your hands on it. And want to get paid to get fit? Well, a fitness website called Total Shape just announced that they're going to pay people to lose the weight they've gained during quarantine. And they're paying a lot. They're going to give you $13,000.
I'm down. How do I sign up?
Here's how it works. So they're going to pick four people to try a different diet and keep track of their progress on social media. Those people will get $8,000 each if they get picked. And then you'll get an extra $5,000 if you hit different milestones.
Ooh, I'm doing this.
Well, you can sign up at totalshape.com. Here's the thing, though. You do have to have a BMI of over 30. Which I believe should make all of us great candidates, because what, combined we're at like 1,200 BMI on the show?
Speak for you, Art and Sal.
But again, that's totalshape.com if you want to get paid $13,000 to lose that weight.
Sassy Sports.
The NFL passed a significant hurdle in dealing with the coronavirus. Tests on all Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs players, coaches, and team employees from last week's Thursday night opener have come back negative. Now, these were the first tests to come back from the regular season. We should get the test results from the other games played on Sunday by tomorrow. Tonight, the Bengals and the Browns play on Thursday night football. Got to think that'll be the lowest rated Thursday night football game ever.
Art, that's where you come in. You're a sports guy. I don't even know who's
yes,
talking about.
Yes, it will be for sure.
And there won't be fans when the Raiders christen their new multi-billion dollar stadium in Las Vegas Monday night. But there will be a halftime show. It'll be this band. That's right. The Killers will be performing on the rooftop of the Caesars Palace overlooking the Las Vegas Strip in a pre-recorded performance. But I used to thump this CD over and over and over and over and over again. And another major conference has reversed course and has decided to play football. The Big Ten, with teams like Ohio State and Michigan, they have decided to start their season in late October. The Pac-12 with Cal and Stanford, could it be next? They're looking at a proposal for November. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say, if they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Kanye West had another serious meltdown on Twitter. So first he posted screenshots of his record contracts, asking every lawyer in the world to take a look at them.
Isn't his wife studying to be a lawyer? Why isn't she fixing this? Oh, yeah.
And then he posted a video of him urinating on his Grammy Awards.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, when is somebody going to save him?
Then Twitter suspended his account for 12 hours. He does need help. Jim Carrey will be the one to play Joe Biden on the upcoming season of Saturday Night Live.
Okay, I don't understand this choice, only because Jim Carrey is here and Joe Biden is here.
I actually think this could be funny. I was just looking at side-by-side photos this morning, and I could just see a lightweight resemblance just the way they look, just side-by-side. So I don't know. I think Jim Carrey could do this.
Is Joe Biden going to be the pet detective? It's going to be Joe Biden the pet detective?
And this is pretty cool. Live Nation is turning some of its concert venues into polling stations for the upcoming election. Here in the Bay Area, Live Nation operates places like the Fillmore and Cobb's Comedy Club. Wendy Williams is a peeping Tom.
What?
So she admitted that she uses binoculars to watch a neighbor shower.
Okay, that's creepy.
She was on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and she casually mentioned watching him in the apartment building across from hers.
The shower is right there at the window, and I watch.
What are you seeing? I'm assuming the window isn't, a head to toe.
No, it's a head to ankle.
Now, look, Wendy, when I heard you were looking at people with a binocular, I thought it was about passersby. But I feel like what you're doing now is like borderline criminal.
I peep at night, Tom.
Okay, listen. If he's leaving the window open and you're glancing over and you see it, you see it. But if you're pulling out binoculars, that's a step too far.
This is a true story. About 6 months ago, I ordered binoculars on Amazon. To not be a peeping Tom, but, you know, I live on a hill and there's homes across the hill. So I sometimes in the afternoon, I look through the binoculars and just see what's going on in the homes across the way.
Yeah,
so you're a peeping Tom. No! That's a peeping Tom.
I'm neighborhood watch.
You hear that, San Rafael PD?
That is your Dirty on the 30.